I will see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we roll into hour number two. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and start things out with Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Tom.
Hi there. Hey. I just wanted to point something out, because you get a lot of people who don't really care about other people's rights.
And that's right.
They vote, and they don't care about, you know, the cops going out doing racial profiling and enforcing unjust laws.
Right, because they're white and wealthy, so they'll never get caught up in all that, is the way they see it.
The way they see it, they don't care about that. A lot of them are cop lovers, and they worship cops, and they don't care about these things. But let me tell you a couple of stories here. Now, on 16 February 2004, this guy was just peacefully driving down the road, minding his own business in Detroit, Michigan, and he got pulled over for no apparent reason other than driving while black.
Mm.
He decided enough was enough, so he fought back, and that was all for those cops, and he captured a .40 caliber handgun, which, by the way, fell back into enemy hands an hour later when he was captured, but the cops are still dead, both of them. So
how's he doing? Is he still sucking air? Because I wouldn't imagine he is.
Well, I don't know, but see, either way, the cops are still dead. So I would say let that be a lesson to the cops. You know, you can get the Bill of Rights through your head, or you can get bullets through your head, but they'll choose the second option because the news media keep portraying them as fallen heroes, even when they get themselves killed in the act of their own deliberate wrongdoing.
That I've got to say, I don't agree with you on everything, Tom, but I have to say that it really bugs me that whenever a cop dies, and what it doesn't really seem to matter what the circumstances are. Here in New Hampshire, there was a story recently about a cop had pulled a guy over. They'd had some incidents in the past, and the guy ended up shooting the cop. Of course, the cop was apparently this, you know, out of control rogue cop. And
and he had targeted this guy on multiple occasions in the past.
And the guy ended up shooting.
They had
the
a history.
Cop. And then what happened was, I guess someone else came along and shoot the original guy that shot the original guy that shot the cop.
Right, an ex-convict, avenges the cop.
And then they have parades for the cop, simply because he's a cop. And for some reason, because you're a cop, means you're better than everybody else. You're a hero automatically because you wear a uniform. And I think that's a little unfair, and it's mindless.
Let the voters take notice that if their politicians don't straighten out the cops, the undertakers will. When you go into that voting booth, you got two choices there, cops under control or cops under flowers.
Usually
the other story I wanted to tell you was a few weeks later on 31 March 2004 when the cops went to arrest this guy who was peacefully minding his own business, proudly serving local residents of the community by selling to them the methamphetamine that they wanted. And the cops were ready for him, okay? They were ready for him, but they didn't really see there was another guy there that they weren't watching. They had their eyes and their concentration on their suspect, see?
Mm-hmm.
And this other guy took action and settled the matter out of court, and that was all for those cops. See, so, if you don't defend liberty with ballots, then other people are going to defend liberty with bullets. See, so there's.
So, what's your message tonight, Tom? What's your message?
There's four dead cops in your face, you people that vote wrong. If you don't like it, don't.
So you're saying if you don't want cops to continue to die, you should stop voting for these big government people.
Right. For those that really do think the cops are heroes, and I think that they do a job that I really would not want to do, and they do put themselves in harm's way, for those that think the cops are heroes, you would say vote small government so that they don't get caught up in a mess that was not of their own doing.
You're actually trying to save the cops, aren't you, Tom, in some weird, twisted way?
If they don't like it when the poor, defenseless cops get themselves killed, then don't ever pull a lever like that again.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is
a little bitter.
Free Talk Live does not advocate the killing of the police. We think it's a bad idea. It's only going to get you killed, and that's not something you want.
Right. Is Tom out shooting cops?
No, he's not. But his point does make sense in that...
It's pretty clear what side he's voting for.
I understand what he's saying, but I certainly don't think that killing cops is the
way to go
about.
He's just not the most eloquent about getting his point across. He's very, very brash.
Well, he believes what he believes.
So, 1-8, yes, you can call about anything on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, as we continue with the phone calls and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thanks for being here. What's on your mind?
Well, I have 2 points. First, I want to chime in on the intellectual property thing.
Certainly.
Being a software developer myself, I find it very discouraging when big companies such as Microsoft gets involved and levies mindless threats about how we're supposedly trampling on their intellectual property when they won't disclose what that intellectual property is. Case in point, the Linux distribution of operating systems. Make a long story short, they bully Linux distributors to make these partnerships to evade lawsuits.
To make partnerships? I don't understand.
Well, basically, they Microsoft goes in and says, okay, what we're going to do is we have your data rights. You've trampled on our intellectual property. We have proof. No, we're not going to disclose what those intellectual properties are so that you can fix the problem. We're just going to go ahead and tell you that we've got your data rights. And we will be more than happy to not sue you. You will just partner up with us.
And then what? And so then they get to use the Linux. What's the point of that for Microsoft?
Microsoft, well, from a standpoint of an open source advocate, it basically says if you want to keep certain technologies open, acknowledge that, basically acknowledge that you're using our intellectual property. We're being nice guys. I guess it's like a mask of, we're being nice enough to let you use our intellectual property to do your own thing, but rest assured that if any time you make us mad, we're going to go in and take you to court.
I see. So basically they have to sort of... it's Microsoft making the Linux guys bow down to them. Is that what you're saying?
That's pretty much... that's how I see it.
And it appears as though they're not... from what you're saying, and I don't know that this is how Microsoft operates, but... they're not revealing what it is that you're doing wrong and what way you're violating their intellectual property rights, thereby, essentially say, it doesn't allow you to fix anything, nor does it you even know whether they have a valid claim or not.
It's extortion because they know
it's me coming to Ian and saying, hey, you're violating my intellectual property rights, and I'm going to take you to court.
Right, and these, the Linux people, they don't have the money that Microsoft does.
No,
so they know they
Microsoft
can't
can afford to go to court for years and years and pay all kinds of attorneys just to scare off anybody else who might think about going to court with them.
Bill, your second point?
And my second point was something that was brought up last night, I believe it was by you, Ian, something along the lines, and I'm just paraphrasing, you said that I didn't sign anything that made me obligated to pay terrestrial taxes.
Federal taxes, yeah.
Yeah, federal taxes. You don't have my signature on a piece of paper. I didn't agree to anything. I shouldn't be obligated. Well, I had an interesting conversation with a lawyer about this. It just came up, and basically there is a unwritten, I guess you would call it an implied oppression law. Basically, it's a blind consent. You just, by being in the United States, you just, you basically consent to all the laws.
I'm not in the United States. The United States is a fiction. It's a legal fiction. It's another piece of paper, just like so many other pieces of paper the government has written down. I live in a place that some people call New Hampshire. I live on a plot of land. If you want to call it the United States, that's your business. But I've never agreed to anything in this concept. This is a common legal concept that silence is consent. That's how most laws are written, in that if you do not object, therefore you are consenting. Well, I'm letting it be known that I object. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Bill. 800-259-9231. Like it or not, that's how the legal world works. If they come up with a bunch of new laws, you supposedly have consented because you have not rejected them, if that makes any sense. It's a little weird, but that's the legal word for you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 31st, 2007. Gold is at $673.50. Gold coins can be purchased for $695.13, $342.95 for half, $171.48 for quarter. That's $695.13, $342.95, and $171.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com.
If you or perhaps somebody you know needs a primer on some of the subjects that we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for somebody new to liberty. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com. Grab an episode today.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Bill in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Julia, Ian, and Mark.
Hello. Hey.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about this intellectual property thing,
sure.
Especially in reference to computer programs.
Okay.
It's interesting if you think about, you know, the present way computers are sold, where the software is already loaded on the hard drive and you don't get any disks with it.
Mm-hmm.
If anything ever happens to that, it's gone. Right?
Don't they normally sell? Are they not selling the restore disks? Because some computers used to come with those. I haven't bought a computer. I made my own computers from scratch. So you know, I don't know if they still come with those.
No, I didn't get any with my laptop.
Really?
Nothing.
Right.
Huh.
No. I mean, if you're going to make any sort of a backup, you're going to have to figure out how to do that yourself. It's not like, you know, you go out and buy a book and, you know, you could put it on the shelf and come back to it 5 months later and read it again. Or if you buy a CD, you know, you just turn it off and then turn it right back on and you've got it there. If your hard drive crashes, it's gone.
What if you registered with the company? If you, for whatever, some way or another, you can register most of your products with the company, would you be able to get it then? I don't know this.
I don't really know. I generally don't register with anyone for any reason. But, you know, just recently, you know, I had an old copy of Microsoft Word on my computer, and, you know, we got a brand new computer. It wiped it off my old hard drive, started to use the new one, and they weren't really clear that the new version expired. It was only sort of, you know, a temporary thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're both gone.
Great.
Mm.
Yeah. So you know, I'm sort of, you know, wondering exactly, you know, how somebody's intellectual property rights supersede my property rights when I put out the cash.
Well, now, in the world of software, as I understand it, now probably 99% of people have never read any of the agreements that they usually flash up on the screen before you're allowed to install a piece of software, which, of course, if you are buying a computer, then you technically don't agree to those agreements. But for most software, when you click that, I accept, you know, there's that huge,
sure.
long...
And there's 35 pages, yeah.
Yeah, legal thing. As I understand it, the gist of that is that that's Microsoft or whatever the company it is that's made the software telling you, no, Bill, you don't own this software. We own this software, and we are licensing it to you for, you know, whatever the term is. And so we're going to let you use the software. So you don't actually, when you purchase software, you apparently do not actually own the software. Did you know that?
Well, I mean, what good does a license do me if the software is not there?
I don't know. That's an interesting
right.
case.
So, I mean, this is you know, it basically boils down to deception, I think.
Well, maybe they
you
just figured that
they're selling me a bill of goods.
Maybe they figure that computers are so cheap and so disposable these days that if the hard drive crashes, you just go out and buy another computer and be done with it.
I guess so, possibly. But, I mean, I think it the only thing that it does is really just sort of foster contempt for Microsoft and other companies that do the same thing and make people want to just sort of get back at them and download things off the internet.
Microsoft is big enough they can handle a little contempt. They really aren't concerned with that.
Oh, I'm sure they can, but, you know,
well, Microsoft,
you've got Linux.
Yeah, Microsoft is not making their money off of consumer sales of Windows XP or Windows Vista. I mean, that's not where the bulk of their money comes from. The bulk of their money comes from licensing fees. It comes from the business side of their business. You know, when a business goes and purchases a copy of Word for 200 computers or something like that.
Sure.
You know, that's where they really make bank. And so if there's a bunch of pieces of Windows if there's a lot of Windows installations that are illicit, Microsoft is certainly not interested in chasing that down. It's not worth their while legally to go after people like that. So, you know, they program in whatever sort of copyright protection they can program in, and then if it's hacked and people get around it, then they don't really care. People are still using their software. So that's what's important. What's important to them is that Windows is installed on most computers. Whether it's legal or not, obviously Microsoft is never going to come out and say something like that. They're never going to come out and say, yeah, steal our software. But, yeah. You know, they'd rather have you running a stolen copy of Windows XP than running Linux or running Mac or something like that. If that
probably
makes sense.
I still think it's kind of unscrupulous that, you know, their new versions of their software delete the old versions of the software and leave you with nothing.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Bill. Any other thoughts?
Yep. That's about it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Yep, 800-259-9231. Yeah, Microsoft's never going to admit that one, but that's sort of the way I feel about things. Because the more people are out there using Microsoft software, as far as Windows is concerned, the more valuable their licensing fees are for the, you know, the businesses that want to develop for Microsoft and all of that.
I can see that.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's move on from this intellectual property thing and talk instead about plastic surgery. Now, Julia, I know you had a story. We talked about this actually a while back on the program.
Yeah, I think it upset some people, actually.
Wait, what?
Well, just my opinions in general on plastic surgery, which I don't necessarily think that plastic surgery is the worst thing on earth or anything like that. And I know that there are certainly a lot of people that do it, but I think that some people do it for the wrong reasons, I think that it gives people sort of this artificial, temporary feeling of satisfaction that goes away, and I think that if you're that unsatisfied with yourself, plastic surgery isn't going to...
A new nose isn't going to solve the problem?
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, we'll only solve it temporarily, and then eventually you'll find something else wrong with yourself that you want to fix,
but
that sort of thing?
Article, the title of it is Women Urged to Shun Trendy Plastic Surgery, but it's actually more specifically about genital plastic surgery, which is something that really kind of bugs me.
Yeah, that's some disturbing stuff.
It's the strangest of the strange.
Right, exactly.
Because, I mean, you aren't really, at least with your nose or your cheeks or whatever.
People
see it on a daily basis. The only people that are ever going to see your genitalia are
somebody who
you're really close.
Yeah, exactly. Really close with. And I'm sort of the opinion that if somebody who you're close with sees your genitals and says, that maybe they're not the best for you.
Yeah.
Might not be the knight in shining armor you thought they were.
People were angry at you for taking that position?
I don't think anybody was angry, but there was...
Got that impression.
Right.
There was, you know...
There were just people who got the impression, I think that plastic surgery is the worst thing on the face of the earth and nobody should do it. Which is not the case. I think
did they email you, or did you just hear
it was
things?
On the BBS.
Oh, I see.
But, which, of course, on the BBS, they'll talk about anything, and everything that they have to say is, you know, of mitigable value.
So, plastic surgery for genitalia. Now, we're specifically talking about female genitalia.
That's correct, but it's done on men, I'm sure.
More on the way. We'll dig
into
this.
In fact, it is done on men. I did a little research. I'll pull that website up.
And, of course, we're talking clinically here. This is not to appeal to any prurient interest or anything like that. Just a quick disclaimer.
To quote the FCC.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL-CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Bulletin board system is there. Over 250,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues and fun stuff, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to save 10% at LegalZoom.com. Now, before we get into the details on this story about the genitalia, the female genitalia and plastic surgery and why women shouldn't be getting this surgery, I've actually got a bit of a correction. Johnson, our producer from far away, has emailed me something from techdirt.com that rebuts what I said about how Microsoft would never admit that piracy is a good thing for them. We were just talking about that a few moments ago. In fact, turns out Microsoft has admitted that. According to TechDirt.com, for some time, big software companies have tried to make the argument that a copy of pirated software is equivalent to a lost sale. This is pretty ridiculous for a couple of reasons. For one thing, there's no reason to think that a given user of pirated software would have actually purchased a legitimate copy. Furthermore, the argument ignores the fact that companies actually benefit in some ways from piracy, because a user of pirated software is likely to purchase software from the same maker at some point down the road. This latter point is something that even Bill Gates has admitted. even while Microsoft continues to talk tough about cracking down on piracy. So it's not like, it's not their prime message. It's not what they're out there pushing, but they have admitted it. Now the company is stating more clearly that it knows there are some benefits to piracy. Jeff Rakes, the head of the company's business group, said at a recent investor conference that while the company is against piracy, if you're going to pirate software, it hopes that you pirate Microsoft software. He cited the above reasoning, noting that users of pirated Microsoft software are likely to purchase from the company later on. He says the company wants to push for legal licensing, but doesn't want to push so hard so as to destroy a valuable part of its user base. See, Microsoft gets it, unlike the RIAA and these other agencies that are, you know, going after people that are allegedly downloading music and that sort of thing. Microsoft understands that if it goes after its customers, people are going to get upset. If it goes after people that are pirating Windows, people are going to get angry and they'll be more likely to go to Linux or they'll go, you know, go to Apple or something. He said the company recently got a stark reminder of this lesson when a school in Russia said it would switch to Linux to avoid future hassles with the pirate police. Of course, this moderate stance seems at odds with the company's recent hyper-aggressive anti-piracy push, which resulted in many mistaken piracy accusations. Either way, Rake's comments completely destroy the line about pirated software being equivalent to lost sales. If it actually were, Rakes would be telling people to pirate the software of Microsoft's competitors. So, very interesting. I did not realize they would be so honest. Well, a little credit goes to them for that. All right, so let's talk about the female genitalia plastic surgery. Women are actually having plastic surgery on their labia, as I understand it?
Well, there's actually a few of them, but that's the one that we talked about a few weeks ago, or months ago, I guess it was.
So what's the story here, Julianne? Where's
right.
it from?
It's from the Chicago Tribune. Issuing a strong warning to women, a prominent physicians group stated Friday that there is no evidence cosmetic genital surgery is safe or effective. The statement by the American College of blah, 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 that... Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Accidentally slid down my mouse there and lost it. Says that it is deceptive to give the impression that these procedures, which by some accounts are among the hottest new trends in plastic surgery, are accepted in routine surgical practices.
I don't understand that this is a hot trend. I can't even believe that. I mean, when you originally talked about this on the show, I thought this is obscure. You know, only maybe only porn freaks will get this because that's where it originally got popular, right?
Right.
Is that the porn stars were having plastic surgery done on their, you know, their clitoris and their labia and that sort of thing. And so other girls presumably watching that said, I want to have that done. And then they went out and did it. But you're telling me this is a trend? This is hot?
I guess
girls
it's getting
are going
more
out?
Popular.
This is spreading?
Yes, vaginal rejuvenation, designer vaginoplasty, revirgination, which, what is that?
What?
Sounds like they're somehow using plastic surgery to replace the hymen, yeah.
Which is kind of silly anyway, because the hymen isn't necessarily there by the time you lose your virginity anyway.
Not so. Necessarily.
And if you believe in God, I don't think God's going to be fooled by the plastic surgery.
And G-spot amplification. That's as far as I understand it. When we read the article, I went and looked at a couple of plastic surgery sites to see what people had to say about this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And as I understand it, the G-spot amplification, they stick some sort of a chemical in there to make your G-spot more sensitive and larger.
Sort of like a Botox injection for the G-spot?
Something like that.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about this. It's fairly new. I've never even heard of such things before we came up across that article, but...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm almost never on the back end of any trend. I generally know what's going on out there. I had no idea that they were that this was being pushed. I guess this is the plastic surgery for the people that have already gotten all the other plastic surgery there is to get.
All right, well, these procedures are being marketed to women on late-night TV and magazines and on the Internet. Doctors offering the procedures say they can enhance women's sexual pleasure, alleviate uncomfortable symptoms.
Why do you need more enhancement?
Well, I mean, hold on. That's something that you just don't understand. Some women have a hooded clitoris, and it's difficult for them to have a vaginal orgasm. I would say that there's some reasons for that. And essentially, some women have orgasms more easily than others.
Right. And there also are, it says, alleviate uncomfortable symptoms. There are some women, I heard a story, somebody posted a link to a story on the BBS of a woman who, it was just very uncomfortable for her to go to the bathroom and had been for years because her labia were so large. And in circumstances like that, I mean, I guess I can understand. I don't personally have any experience with anything like that, so it's hard for me to put myself in that position. But I think that just getting it done for the purpose of not liking the way it looks or wanting your lover to like the way it looks better, I don't know. It just seems a little, first of all, risky and weird to
me. Well,
the
women with the overgrown hood or whatever you're referring to, it's not like they can't orgasm. It's just that they can't orgasm vaginally through intercourse is what you're saying. Or they're having more difficulty through intercourse. There would be other ways to bring them to orgasm, correct?
It would depend on the woman and her particular problem.
I see. So even non-intercoursal oral stimulation would also be difficult? Is that what you're saying?
So I understand.
Huh, okay.
But critics say...
I don't know if it's worth taking a knife to it down there, but okay.
Yes, it depends. If you never had a good orgasm and you want to have one, I mean, everybody's talking about how great they are. Maybe it's very important to you. I don't know. Maybe it's in your head. It's difficult for me to put myself in that situation.
Maybe you had some problems as a kid that, you know, warped your mind and daddy touched you the wrong way or something like that. And now you've got a mental block to your orgasm. Don't they say that it's all in your head as far as sexual pleasure is concerned?
Yes.
Obviously, you have to have the organs in order to orgasm, but... I think there might be some other problems going on here. That's my uninformed opinion.
Yep, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. But critics say these women are exposing extraordinarily sensitive body parts to interventions with questionable benefits and unknown risks. Absence of data supporting the safety and efficiency of these procedures makes their recommendation untenable, said the Medical Group's Committee on Gynecological Practice. Other experts expressed concern that practitioners are offering surgical fixes to problems better addressed by correcting women's misconceptions about their body and boosting their self-esteem. If somebody doesn't like the way they look or their heart is broken, surgery is not going to fix that. These problems are above the belly button, not below.
Absolutely.
Yeah. An internet search turns up dozens of sites promising to help women by surgically altering their genitals and repairing the after effects of childbirth. For physicians, the business, typically cash only, is a way to supplement income squeezed by cost-conscious insurers. Many of the sites are accompanied by graphic before and after pictures and glowing patient testimonials.
Of course. I'm
going
to post a testimonial that says, "That's ruined my life!"
Well, it makes sense to me if it's for, a real physiological reason. You know, you can have a superior orgasm. If it's for cosmetic... That bothers me a little
bit. Right.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Would you ever cut down there?
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to Liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and join the hundreds of our listeners who have decided that Free Talk Live is worth paying for. They've sent in $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And what we do with the money is we take it in and we turn it around into promoting the show, to getting on more radio stations across the country. So if that's valuable to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the program, and learn about some of the perks you'll get access to, like the amp only call-in line, amp only chat room and forum, and more. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Ladies, would you spend $6,500, and perhaps a little less, perhaps a little more, to have a doctor, a plastic surgeon, go down with a knife and cut you in your private areas? Because apparently this is the hot new trend in plastic surgery. Breast enlargements, that's old hat.
Actually, those have been going up in numbers as well.
Well, it's old hat in that they've been around forever.
The people who get these have likely already had breast implants.
But now the new hot thing is labiaplasty, vaginoplasty, and hymenoplasty. Three of the most popular surgeries going right now. And Julia, you're saying the Chicago Tribune has cited some experts who are telling ladies, whoa, be careful.
Right.
This is not proven. This may be dangerous. You may not be wanting to do this to yourself. And give me some more details from this story, if you would, please.
All right. It gives a couple of quotes here from doctors who do it. How grateful my patients are is unbelievable, says Dr. Bernard Stern, a board-certified gynecological surgeon in Florida, who says
I'm looking at his website right now, actually.
850 cosmetic genital surgeries in the last 6 years. He says he gets 50 emails every night from a woman asking about the procedure.
Not the same woman, obviously. Different
no.
women. Giving him.
That's weird.
She's really obsessed and weird. So.
How many procedures?
She does need help.
Oh. 800? 850 is what he's done.
At $5,500, that's a cool $4.6 million for that doctor. Sweet.
Well, you know, if he's providing a service that you know, people want, I have no problem with him making a bundle of money on
right.
it.
Right.
I would. I do question why somebody would get their genitals just for cosmetic purposes. Their labiomenorrha reduced.
They're saying here the vaginoplasty says that for women who've experienced multiple childbirths, vaginal muscles tend to experience enlargement due to stressful expansion.
Kegels will help with that.
Says even after Kegel, the condition of the muscles may not improve. Many women find that while the experience of childbirth may be the most rewarding of their lives, sometimes the after effects for both their sexual partner and themselves is not as satisfying as it once was. Sometimes vaginoplasty is referred to as rejuvenation of the vagina, and is a procedure that can usually correct the problem of the stretched vaginal muscles and is a direct means of enhancing one's sexual life again. And then they go into a little bit more detail about what goes on. So one could make the argument that, you know, there are some women that are just unsatisfied with things, and that's why they're doing this. But you're saying, Julia, that this still may be pretty dangerous.
Well, I think that the problem is that a lot of women, it started in porn, apparently. I did a teeny amount of research on it, and I think a lot of people watch porn, and they think that that is how sex is supposed to be, that is how women are supposed to look,
mm-hmm.
and so I think a lot of women see this sort of thing, and then if they don't look exactly like that, they think, well, something's wrong with me.
That's unhealthy.
And that's unhealthy,
exactly.
Think
that way. Yeah.
And I think everybody should do whatever is best for them. And if you feel like this is something that you should do, go for it. I'm not against plastic surgery. I just sort of question the reasons behind it. Hmm. And I don't think that it's necessarily the healthiest choice.
Okay, so the doctor's saying his patients are very satisfied, of course.
That's right. Yet other medical organizations share the ACOG's concern. I know of no medical reason to do these surgeries and no scientific data that proves
there's no
that
medical
they are,
reason to have breast enlargements.
That's true. Proves that they are beneficial, says Dr. Thomas E. Nolan, president of the Society of
Gynecological.
Yeah. Surgeons. Among the treatments, doctors are offering only labiaplasty, which involves trimming and reshaping part of the external genitalia, is well documented in scientific literature.
Now, that one couldn't possibly have anything to do with increasing sexual pleasure, right? The labia, the trimming
right,
of the
labia?
They're a
highly sensitive area, and you would think that if it was, I mean, there was more of it, that it like that
yeah,
would have absolutely nothing to do with
reducing the nerve count, for sure. And it certainly doesn't have anything to do with childbirth or whatever the vaginoplasty is all about.
Right.
That's purely for appearance.
Correct.
That is the breast enlargement of the vagina,
well,
basically.
Well, it's actually interesting that you bring that up, because a few weeks ago on the BBS, there was a topic, somebody said, well, we like people who look young. We like women. It's very popular, for example, for women to be shaven. Yeah, I guess we as a society, we like men shaved. Both men and women, we like them shaven. And essentially, when a woman gets this done, they look like a little girl. So it,
okay.
People like to look young.
Which, of course, people weren't shaven as much back in the 70s and that sort of thing, at least if you're judging by pornography and what else do you have to judge by. So I don't know if that's necessarily true what that person was saying, but you're saying
it was
an interesting
idea.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It was an interesting idea, and if you look at the before and after pictures, essentially they look like young girls when they're done with this surgery.
Mm.
Because I can't really.
You're
say
just
that,
making
it's
an observation.
Clinical.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I'm not saying that that is scientific or anything. It's just an interesting point.
Yeah.
In contrast, many doctors don't even accept the existence of the purported pleasure center known as the G-spot, much less approve of injections meant to enhance it. I don't know what the G-spot is, says Dr. Melvin Gerby, chief of gynecology at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. As for revirgination, Gerby said any doctor performing it at Northwestern would be in trouble.
Also, yeah, that seems like madness to me.
Very strange. I don't even know why one would want that done. I don't understand what the point would be.
Don't know either.
No one would be able to tell that you weren't a virgin by having sex with you. So because the hymen isn't
right.
necessarily intact when you
have
sex.
What do they do? Stick
the
a blood
time.
Pack up there so the first time you you have sex after the surgery, it looks like the real thing?
Which that's not even necessarily
no, they
true.
A little skin over there. I mean, the hymen's just a little bit of skin in front of the vaginal
all right.
opening.
Well, here's what it is: a hymenoplasty. The procedure involves reattaching the tissue torn when a woman first has sex. But I don't think that a man would notice that. So I don't understand what the purpose of that surgery would be at all.
That's an excellent question. Maybe we can find a testimonial from some lady as far as, you know, what she was thinking before and after, that sort of thing. That's bizarre to me. Maybe it's some sort of a fetish.
Yeah,
you know?
That's even more bizarre to me than the other ones. That seems to have no purpose whatsoever. I don't understand.
Or even less of a purpose than the labioplasty,
right.
which also seems to have no purpose beyond appearance and being trying to look like a porn star or a little girl or something.
Well, that's not true. There's a couple of instances where it has been necessary for medical purposes, I guess. And
well, these guys are saying they can't see medical purposes
right.
for this.
And
these are other doctors.
These are people who claim that they've got it done because they were uncomfortable. And, I mean, who am I to say that they weren't uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
So. Neither vaginal rejuvenation nor designer vaginoplasty have been adequately described or evaluated, according to critics. Practitioners say they tighten women's internal genitalia by making incisions and stitching muscles more firmly together.
That just does not sound good.
The thought of knives down there just really weirds me out. I don't know. Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, somebody cut me when I was a kid, and I've had enough of that cutting. No thanks.
What are the doctors doing? We're not really sure, says Dr. Stephen Sohmheimer, a professor of gynecology at the University of Pennsylvania. We have doctors contacting us and
so
asking.
So this really hasn't been peer-reviewed in any way.
Right, exactly. Right? That's what these doctors are saying, is that there's really little known about the surgery, and and there's growing numbers of women rushing out to get this.
So hold off, ladies.
The risk, of course,
maybe you should just try loving yourself.
The risk, of course, is that patients could suffer harm from the surgeries, including bleeding, scarring, infection, and altered sensation, while experiencing little or no benefit.
Those would be some of my concerns.
Yeah. But surgery, man, it's dangerous.
Right.
Don't you remember the story we read on the air about the dentist who was, deciding to do, that his wife decided that she wanted some of this labiaplasty at the house, you know, so he was doing a little bit, and then she decided, you know, right in the midst of it all, the two of them decided, you know, instead of just trimming down the labia, let's take them both off and the clitoris, too.
I don't remember that.
The female circumcision story that we had read?
Oh,
yeah.
Female circumcision is nasty.
Well, that's essentially,
that's
to some extent, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, it
here.
Is. You're right.
Close
it's not
to
as extreme.
It.
It's close to it, though.
It is mutilation. 800-259-9231. Females, ladies, how do you feel about this? How are you interested in this surgery? If so, why? Are you interested in labiaplasty, vaginoplasty, hymenoplasty? Why? And do you know anybody who is? And what's your analysis of that? If you're on the outside, if you've known people who are interested or have had this done, how do you feel about this? Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.